back 6 months, what was the interview process for like for you like to remain in this spot?
It was crazy. I mean, when kind of everything started happening, and you know, as a coach, you sit there and you never really know what's going to happen. I was, you know, obviously under contract with the Jaguars, and you know, it's do you look for a job? Do you wait for a job? And luckily, I've kind of grown up in this profession, so I kind of know what the whole process is, and you just kind of sit there and wait until you hear something, and then when you get an opportunity to get in front of people and interview and talk with them, and you know, just kind of be yourself in front of them, you know, you just got to see what happens next, and that was really kind of what happened.
In fact, you finished the year calling the plays. Did that help you have a grasp of the personnel, obviously, to show them your vision?
Sure, yeah. I mean, obviously, at that point in time, you know, we had a lot of injuries up to that point. There were a lot of people playing a lot of different spots, and we were trying to put things together. I mean, it was kind of a scramble there at the end, and I think we just want to get out there, and we wanted to compete against people in our division. And I think that was kind of the real big thing for us. And, you know, then all of a sudden everything fell into place, and here I am in front of you guys again.
How can Fournette make this a different offense?
Anytime you have a guy like that, you know, you're always going to have the opportunity to hand the ball off to somebody. And, you know, he's had a very good college career. And I'm excited to see what he can do and how he can translate that into the NFL.
Have you seen strides in the offseason program with Leonard?
You know, it's been really short. It's one of those things, as excited as I have gotten with rookies, you know, you still don't know once they go through that training camp, once they go through the preseason, once they get into the season. I mean, it's such a completely different transition from the college game. I mean, those guys, they play 12, 13 games. And I mean, that's just about not even halfway of the season if you throw in all the preseason games and stuff. So, you know, I'm excited, obviously, about him. And he's a great young man. He's been approaching it well. And he's grasping the system. He's able to play fast. And I think those are the things that you look forward to and just kind of see how he can take it all and how much you can give him.
How big of an impact do you think a fullback can make in this running game?
Well, I think the fullback in general, I mean, that position is always something that can make you very dynamic, because you can do a lot of different things. Whenever you put a fullback in front of a runner, it gives you a lot of different blocking schemes, a lot of different kinds of runs that a lot of people don't do anymore. And it also allows you to get a lot of different protections and play actions and a lot of different things. So it just makes you very multiple. You can still go empty. You can still spread it out. You can bring him back in and pound the rock. So I think it gives you a lot of different things. But, you know, that guy's got to be able to catch. He's got to be able to move. He's got to be able to do a lot of things. So that's a very unique position. Any one of that extra, kind of that fifth guy that comes onto the field, whether it's a wide receiver, a tight end, or a fullback. I mean, anytime you can have multiple of those guys, it's going to make you better.
How did Gordon come back, and how did he do this month?
He did good. You know, I mean, it's always kind of an up-and-down thing with any quarterback. And there's some things that he definitely still needs to work on, and it's great to have been with him for 2 years. So our communication and how I kind of give him the system and how I want him to look at it has been a very easy transition for anybody that, you know, coming into this role, you know, full time and kind of installing a new system. That it's been good. He's really grasped it well. I think that's the exciting thing. He definitely the big key is for us to see everything the same. And as long as we see everything the same, we'll be able to, you know, continually get better.
Well, like he says, he's going back to California. Do you give him sort of a to-do list this time of year?
He always has a to-do list. He's got a to-do list every day, every second, every minute, all the time. Just from the standpoint of just how to just condition his body on how to be able to get better, get healthy, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, from the football standpoint, you know, we're not allowed to do much. But for him, it's just about him getting more confidence. You know, that's what it comes down to. Blake is the one that's going to help Blake move forward. And I think that going back to California for him is something that makes him feel comfortable, and that's important.
Did the timeline of the hiring process allow you to have any input on hiring of any of the assistants?
You know, some of the guys. I mean, I've always been really close with Coach Marrone. We've been together for a long time, so we have a lot of the same visions. You know, he taught me. It's funny, you know, being with Coach Marrone, when I first started working with him, 6 years ago or so, you know, he trained me in the protection, the run game, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I trust him, and I know the type of guy he is and the people that he wants to hire. So, you know, it was one of those things. Once I got on board, you know, we worked together on that stuff. But the stuff before, I mean, it's either one, whether it's always good.
What did you know about
Keenan and what you thought he might bring to the receiver group?
I'll tell you, I've known Keenan, well, let me put it this way. I've been watching Keenan for a long time. When I was at Tampa Bay, I was trained, when I first learned about wide receivers, was with a guy named Richard Mann. Mm-hmm. Richard Mann is now the wide receiver coach of the Steelers, and he taught me more. I mean, it's unbelievable the stuff that I learned from him. I was in his room for 2 years at Tampa when I was there, and a lot of the tape that he showed was of Keenan. And, I mean, just the way he played the game. And he was later on in his career when he won the Super Bowl there at Tampa. And, I mean, just watching him just for the past 8 years, I mean, I've used his stuff to show plays when I was at Buffalo, when I was at Syracuse, and all the different plays I've been. So, you know, Keenan comes from the world of where I first learned. And I think that was something that I was very excited to be part of with him. And it's great to work with him. Obviously, what he's done here for this community. And then now he gets to help us again.
What position do you think Linder works best at?
You know, we'll see on that. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, up to this point, we've just been in shorts and helmets. So I think that everything's going to kind of slowly work its way through once we get to training camp and get to start hitting.
Would you like to put Brandon Albert's Miami tape?
You know, he's a pro that's been playing for a long time. You know, I mean, anytime you get an opportunity to have experience like that at that position on your team, you're excited about that. So I think that just him, just as a leader, just as a guy that's done it, is going to allow you to get better. And I think that that's a position that we need to address. And so I'm really excited about him. And once again, got to get him rolling here in training camp.
So Daniel, what are the advantages of not only just you, but across the board having so much coaching continuity from previously?
From the standpoint of with
well,
like,
well, I mean, Mallory, you know, certainly Doug, certainly Todd Wash.
Well, I'll tell you, just being able to work with Coach Wash again is awesome. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, I worked with all the way back at Tampa when we were together. And he's a great guy to work with. You know, he's very supportive. I'm very supportive of him. So I think that's always something you're excited about. And then obviously Tyrone Wheatley and I, we've been together for 5 football seasons. We knew each other prior to that. Keenan, we've got a lot of background of the same teaching processes. And Coach Flats is a legend, known him forever. And, you know, Tony Sperano, he's got great genes, coach's kid. Yes. And Eric Price, John Donovan, being able to work with him this past year. Ron Middleton, who I was with at Tampa. I mean, anytime you've got guys, and there's a lot of good football coaches, anytime you've got guys that have been together and have trust of each other, you're always going to be able to come together and get problems solved. Because that's what we do. You know, we teach stuff and we try to adjust. So I think anytime you're with those kinds of guys that you respect and trust and have been around, it's always going to be great. And it goes all the way to Coach Mallory, to Coach Wash. I mean, it's awesome.
A-Rob sounded like a motivated player earlier this offseason. Did he come with that attitude, and how does he
do? Oh, yeah. I mean, A-Rob's done a nice job, and it's great because he's one of those guys that always wants more. He wants to get better. And, you know, he does some spectacular things out on that field. And for him, it's really kind of the whole offense in general. It's not just him, but it's the whole group has to be more consistent. I think if you can get that high dynamic play out of all of them, especially a guy like A-Rob, I think we're gonna do some good things.
Is it easy to change a culture
overnight? No. This is, golly, we've been, Coach Marone and I, we were at Syracuse, then we were at Buffalo, and all those teams, you know, it's you just come from, it's not necessarily that it's bad, it's not that it's good, it's just it's different than how Coach Marone and I have seen it and done it in the past, and I think that's always difficult because there's always that, hey, what? Is this good? Is this right? Is this going to work? And I think as long as you truly believe in what you're trying to kind of give the guys and show the guys, and I think that as long as you believe in that, I think you're always going to have a chance to get them to buy in, because it's really about them buying in and them understanding that every single thing that we do and every single thing we ask them to do, we would ask ourselves, we would ask our friends, we'd ask anybody. So we're not asking them to do something just because. I think that as long as we always show that and prove that to them, I think that they'll have no choice but to buy in and really appreciate it, and I think we'll have success like the other places we've been.
Jim Moore, what's been your impression of Cam Robinson?
You know, he's another guy, you know, like any rookie, you're excited and there's flashes and then there's the rookie mistakes and there's things that kind of show up. But you know, I'm excited to see how he's going to continually develop throughout training camp and once he can get the pads on and really bring it. So it's going to be fun. You know, he was a dynamic player in college, always has been, and I'm excited to see him transition into the NFL.
Dede Westbrook and Michael Rivera, I mean, how much options does that give you as a play caller where they can play?
Oh, I mean, like I said, I mean, with everybody, they're all young guys. Michael, obviously, coming from the Raiders. It's funny, I remember working him out when he was coming out of Tennessee when I was at Buffalo. And, I mean, he stands out. He does a lot of good things. He's very dynamic, and can line up a lot of different places on the field. And then Didi, you know, he's another young player that has some speed. And, you know, we want to get him out there on the field and see what he can do. But, you know, right now it's all about, you know, it's been in shorts. And it's been working on the system, trying to understand what we're asking them to do. I think now it's getting to the aspect of, okay, let's play real football and let's get those pads on and we'll know more then.